Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun, Sanhedrin 50a, pagination is 99. We'll start on the facing page at the top of the page, first reviewing what we did yesterday and then proceeding. The basic theme over here is the four types of execution that Beis Din is entitled to involve itself with, certain offenses which are punishable in one of these four ways. And the question which is originally discussed in the Mishnah is which one is more serious in a progressive sense, how the four play out. And the Gemara is going to explore that and prove it, etc. For our purposes, just want to touch the tip of the iceberg here and get a sense of some of the capital punishments that exist and why they were considered more severe or less severe than each other. Let's begin. Arba misos nimsiru levezdin. The four types of death that Beis Din is in charge of administering in the case of specific capital offenses. Skila, stoning, srefa, burning, which we have to know what that means, but that's the simple translation. Hereg, killing by the sword, vechenek, and choking. Rabbi Shimon says the order should be different. The order should be srefa, burning, skila, stoning, chenek, choking, vehereg, and killing by the sword. And that's the essence of the Gemara's outline. Why would one of them be considered more severe, meaning in punishment of a greater crime? Let's drop down to three lines up from the bottom, and we'll get a sense of how the Gemara goes about this. At the two dots, skila chamura misrefa. Skila is more severe, stoning is more severe than burning. Shekein nitna lemegadef leoved avodas gililim. Because the skila punishment, the stoning punishment, is given to someone who curses Hashem and to somebody who worships idols. Now, keep in mind that the entire concept of capital offense is only if a person purposely does it. I would say that that means in proper sound mind, and they do it. They're being warned, you know, that's a capital offense. The person says, afal pi kein, even so, I want to do it, etc. That's the typical example of a capital offense. If a person is suffering of mental illness or something, so we would have to know how Beis Din would handle that. But a person who intentionally curses Hashem, that type of example, is entering into this concept of idol worship, of deviating from the fundamentals. And the Gemara, in fact, articulates that by saying, my chumrah, what's so serious exactly? And the Gemara itemizes it, shekin poshet yado bi'ikar, because he's trying to destroy Hashem himself. That's what he's trying to do. And he can't do it. That's not relevant. But that's the offense. Asks the Gemara, adaraba, you know, srefa chamura. Srefa, burning, is more severe. Shekein nitna levas kohen shezinsa. Because the daughter of a kohen that acts immorally, she lives with another man during a marriage. If she is the daughter of a kohen by birth, then it's considered a greater offense. It reflects badly on the priests of the people. And even though anybody who did such an offense, married woman, lives with another man, would be capital offense, but she is singled out for a more serious punishment. Srefa, what's translated as burning. Umay chumra, why is that so serious? Shekei mechalelas asaviyah. It's reaching out into the dignity of her father's family, the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, Kasavri Rabbanon, we need to clarify what's going on over here, that Nesua Yotza Lesrefa, Velo Arusa. The law is that a married woman is the case that she gets Srefa, the daughter of a Kohen that acts immorally. If she's a married woman, the violation is punished by Srefa. Velo Arusa, but not if she's only betrothed. Remember the difference. Arusa means Kiddushin was done, but they did not yet do Nesuin, the complete marriage with the Chasna, with the Sheva Brachas, the Chuppah, Yichud. They only did the Kiddushin. And at that point, she's an Arusa. She's kind of in her father's house, kind of already designated, not kind of, she is designated to the husband. At that point of Arusa, every woman who's in violation gets the more serious punishment, which is Skila. The only time we find a distinction between the daughter of the Kohen and the regular married woman is when she's in a Suah, once she's in the husband's house. Rashi explains, Arusa is more severe, equally, by Kohen daughter and by regular daughter. Arusa is more severe, Shemechaleles umizana beisafia, because it reflects badly, not just on her situation, but also on her father's house, and therefore all such women are punished with the more severe punishment, which is skila, umida afke rachmana la arusa beskila, since every arusa is skila, shmamina skila chamura. So skila is automatically going to be more severe. Indeed, you see that if a daughter of a kohen gets sreifa, as opposed to a different one, then you see that sreifa is the next on the list. But skila is still more severe because an arusa, daughter of kohen or not daughter of kohen, gets that. Indeed, in case we're keeping track, what punishment does a regular married woman who acts immorally get? So that's chenek, that's the choking one, which is lesser in the hierarchy. But again, three different examples of a woman married living with another man. If it's an arusa, regardless of her lineage, it's skila, that's considered the most severe. If she's married, it depends. Daughter of a regular Jew is chenek, daughter of a kohen is sreifa, which is considered more severe than what the ordinary woman would get. The Gemara continues, skila chamura misayif. Skila is more severe than the sword, as we explained, because skila is what happens if a person starts up with Hashem, so to speak. Says the Gemara a line later, adarabba, on the contrary, sayif, the sword, is also punishing a very severe thing. Shekenitna la anshe irani dachas. It's given to people of a city that the entire city has to be destroyed because of this idol worship situation. Umay chumra, and how do you know it's so severe? Shekin mamon on ovad, because even their money gets destroyed. Okay, the Gemara says, but you could still draw a distinction. Amrit, eze koach meruba, which one would you think is more severe? Koach hamidiach, the person who influenced them to deviate, or koach hanidach, or the person who was deviated. Heviyama koach hamidiach, the person who influences other people, the machti es harabim, making others sin, the Gemara says is worse. Vitanya madiche iranidachas beskila, and those people who influenced the city, the preachers, they get skila for causing the deviation. So clearly, skila is still more severe, even though sayif is, which is otherwise known as hereg, the sword, even though it's big and it's severe, but it's not as severe as skila. The Gemara continues, and again giving us a glimpse into what punishments were for what violations. Skila chamura mechenek. Skila is worse than choking, as we said, because you're starting up with Hashem himself. Adarabba, a line later. Maybe it's the opposite. Chenek chamur, it's pretty severe. Shekenita lemaki ave ve'ima, a person hits and causes a wound in his father or mother. That's chenek, again, purposely. Umay chumra, why do you say that's so severe? It must be a really big punishment. Sheken hukash kevodin l'chavar amakom, because honoring parents is comparable to honoring Hashem, as we've explained that Hashem partners with the parents to produce a child, and Hashem considers it a partnership. Honor the parents is as if you honored me. So the punishment for hitting a parent purposely, causing a wound, would be a severe punishment, and that's chenek, that's the choking. So the Gemara grapples, maybe indeed it's very severe, and again, we prove it from the other things, that since any arusa gets pushed up to skila as her punishment, because she's defiling her father's house, she's beginning her marriage existence with this violation, that's going to be classified as more severe, and skila remains where it does. Sreifa, burning, which is the one that we didn't address yet, is chamura misayif, is more severe than the sword. Shekenitn levas kohen shezinsa, because sreifa is given to the daughter of a kohen that acts immorally. Shekein mechalelas asavia, she's violating, reflecting badly on her father's house. Kohanim, leaders of the people, reflecting badly. Adarabba, maybe it's the contrary. Saif is very severe because that's what the people of the Irene Dachas get, and Mamonan Ovad, their money is lost. And the Gemara infers that, again, skila remains as the most severe of the punishments. Again, at a glance, skila is the punishment for megadev, someone who curses Hashem, or oved aved kochavim, or worships idols, or the case of naira hama orasa, the arusa that acts immorally. This can be found in the end of Rambam Sanhedrin Tesvav. Nisrafim, sreifa, is a bas kohen shezinsa once she's in the marriage, once she's a nesua, among other things. Neheragim, by the sword, is the person in the Ir HaNidachas, or a rotseach, someone who murders. And Nechnokim, the choking one, is for Eshes Ish, a married woman, in the marriage, once she's in a suah, among other things. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.